Welcome to this first module, where the goal is how to create a connection effectively. Now, before we look at creating a connection, I want you to get into the mindset and how to develop it for creating a connection. So firstly, you're going to want to be open-minded. Be open-minded about the person to whom you're going to meet. Be open-minded about what you might learn, what you might discover about them and yourself. Secondly, to be aware of your own possible filters. You know, the filters that we have are those that have been developed, if you like, by our own education, our upbringing, our culture. And we all have filters through which we take in information. So being aware of the fact that these are in existence will help you recognising how to create a connection. Then be prepared to make an effort, because making a connection requires effort. It requires us being proactive, and know that you'll need to be prepared to make that effort in order to create a connection. And finally, be positive. Be positive about the opportunity, about the experience that you're about to have. So what is a connection? Well, the dictionary describes it as a relationship in which a person or thing is linked or associated with something else. It is the fundamental foundation for developing strong relationships, the ability to relate to others that creates trust and understanding. It's also the ability to see another's point of view and for them to understand yours. And it's a skill that anyone can learn. So why is it important? Well, why it's important is for us in business and to be successful in our leadership is to create connections. Is because that we tend to make most of our business decisions based upon our connections rather than on technical merit. Others are more likely to buy or renew a service from us when we have that connection. It enables us to have more positive and successful interactions, and having a good connection with your boss and team members will lead to a happier and more productive environment. You see, building connections and creating them are more important than ever now, as one of the biggest distractions is that of the internet and the digital age, where often we're facing people who have lost the skills to make connections with others, instead rely on social media and emails and text messages, Instagram and Twitter, whereas in reality there's no replacement for us to make a connection at the human level. And this is what will make the difference in your being an outstanding leader, your capacity to understand and to have the social skills in how to make a connection. So how do you build a connection? Well, let's have a look at that now. Well, first of all, there is to find a common ground, to consider the person and the environment, and then to ask a relevant question. For example, if you were at an event or a conference, it may be the question you open up with is, what brought you to this event? Or at a conference, for example. It's significant in that it relates to where they're at and where you're meeting them. And it's nice to open with, as it also enables the individual to share what they want to share. Secondly, be mindful of your natural filters. Now, we spoke about that just a moment ago. As you're wanting to find a common ground, is to be really present with that individual and to listen carefully for what it is that they're talking about and what their thoughts are. And while at that moment it's about quietening down your own filters that you have that may be coming to the fore. For example, some of our filters may be the way that we see people from a different culture, in a different background, and the way they do things and express themselves is different from the way that we would. So be open-minded in this moment and be interested enough to learn from the other person. Also, think about what you're thinking and challenge your own perceptions with reality. For example, is what you're hearing and seeing in alignment with what you perceived about that individual, or are you making up assumptions about that person? Make sure that you do challenge what you're thinking before you make any conclusions or judgments. Secondly, to be empathetic. Being empathetic is about stepping into the shoes of others and making them feel felt and acknowledge their feelings. Secondly, is to seek the scope of their feelings in terms of something that you might say might be, I'm trying to get a sense of what you're feeling. Is it frustration? And in this way, they feel acknowledged and that you are empathizing and are really seeking to understand who they are and what they're experiencing. Also, tap into their values. And in this way, you can, once you've established their feelings, is help them understand why. For example, you might say, and the reason you're feeling frustrated is because, and as you listen further, you can hear what it is that's driving that frustration. And then you want to help them move forward. And helping them move forward could be simply asking a question such as, and what part can you play in making this happen? Similarly, is to encourage and support them by asking similarly, and what part can I play in helping you move forward with what you want to achieve for yourself? Next is to authentically seek their values and beliefs. For example, ask about what's important to them. When you're wanting to build a connection with people, this is really key in a way to have this deep sense of connection by understanding what their values are. And what it may sound like is something like, I notice your sense of loyalty in the way that you describe that situation. You're picking up already something that they value, i.e. loyalty. It shows that you're empathizing and you're seeking to create a deeper connection by understanding their values. Also, notice their character strengths and acknowledge them. It may be, for example, you notice somebody being proactive, and again, by letting them know that you witness that and acknowledge them for that will help them feel a connection with you and that they matter. And in our business environment, what people want most of all is to feel that they matter and that their contribution is valued. Also, to seek their thoughts and listen for their beliefs. For example, you may be in a negotiation or you may be preparing for a meeting that you're about to have with a client or a deal or anything in particular that you might ask a person. And you might therefore say, and what are your thoughts on whatever it is that you're having a meeting about? Then, as you listen carefully to them and they share with you, well, you know, I believe that we should be transparent about the price. In that moment, you've heard their belief. Their belief is transparency, honesty, and integrity, and you're getting to know them at a deeper level when you authentically seek their values and what they believe in. And lastly, to be interested more than being interesting is a sure way to create a connection at the deep and powerful level. You see, the more interested you are in the other, the more the other person becomes intrigued with you and the more empathy they feel towards you. And so in this level, you want to have fun and genuinely seek to learn as much as you can from them. For example, you might ask questions like, how did you get into what you're doing? And what do you like most about it? What are you hoping to achieve and why is that important to you? These questions are focused on the individual. It shows that you're interested in them and it enables them to open up and to create a relationship that you'll begin to have based on trust and mutual respect. So let's have a recap. What have we looked at so far in how to create a connection? Well, it's a relationship in which a person or a thing is linked or associated with something else. And it's important because most business decisions are based on our connections rather than technical merit. And it's a skill that is increasingly important in this digital age. So we've looked at how to do it in terms of finding common ground and how to be authentic, empathetic and how to authentically seek their values and beliefs and how to be interested more than interesting. So in the next part of this module, we're going to continue looking at more ways of how to create a connection.